This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
You're going to talk to me about Elon Musk. And I can't even say that word. What's technoking?
It's such a funny story. Elon Musk has made an official, while Tesla has made an official filing with the SEC, the industry regulator, the financial industry regulator in the United States, the Securities and Exchange Commission, to officially add the title of Techno King of Tesla to Musk's portfolio. And the CFO, Zach Kirkhorn, has had the title Master of Coin added to his business card, it seems. So I think the company and Musk in particular showing his disdain for the SEC by making these kinds of frivolous filings, but also giving all of us something to laugh about on a Monday evening or Tuesday morning, as it were.
I'm with you. I did actually see that somebody is actually a shareholder in Tesla is bringing a class action against him because they don't like his utterances about Tesla's share price, and they feel he is responsible single-handedly for bringing it down. So that was a really interesting turn of events.
Right. I think Musk, I must just go back through his Twitter history just to make completely sure, but he is supposed to go through a filter now when, you know, before really? He tweets about stuff.
Okay.
So he's supposed to have his tweets approved by company PR when it's something that could affect Tesla's stock price. I don't know that he does it.
But I
should go through his history to see if he's tweeted about something Tesla related that could affect the stock price since the last time the SEC smacked him on the wrists for it. But I don't think he has. He has certainly been promoting Dogecoin as a, and I can't even tell if it's a joke or if he's serious anymore. It kind of feels like, well, since I can't tweet about, you know, the Tesla stock price or make any jokes, you know, 420 related jokes that way, then I'm just going to pump Doge as a joke. And now, as I said, I can't even tell whether he's being serious anymore or whether he's making a joke.
Wacky guy. Let's move on to talk about analog TV switch off dates.
Finally. We've spoken about this a couple of times over the last 10 years. And finally, we have some concrete switch off dates per province. So previously we would get sort of like national target dates. And I've kind of come to expect these government self-imposed deadlines as really not even suggestions, but as like, yeah, this is what we're aiming for and we'll never hit it. But hopefully this time there's enough political will, especially with a spectrum auction being heavily reliant on the switch off dates being hit, that we're finally looking at South Africa's analog TV switch off happening. So yeah, let's run through them. Free State, first up, March 2021. Northern Cape, April 2021. Northwest, May 2021, along with Mpumalanga and the Eastern Cape, all May 2021. KwaZulu-Natal, July 2021. Western Cape, November 2021. Limpopo, December. And then Gauteng, January of next year. So Gauteng would be the last to switch off January of next year. And hopefully people understand why I'm finally hopeful, even after 10 years of delays, is because we're looking at a very tangible deadline, Free State, by March of 2021. That's this month. If it does not happen, then we know for sure this was just another pie in the sky.
Interesting story. The next one, you need to unpack it for me. I've got no idea what you're talking about. We started mining cryptocurrency again. Here's how much we are making. Who are you referring to?
Me. This is me. I'm doing it.
Okay, so, you're going to do this on air, yeah, Rian. So, you're going to tell us how many gazillions you've made.
Yeah, if only. Back in 2017, during the last cryptocurrency hype cycle, and there was this huge hype around mining Ethereum, we decided, why not? Let's see what it's about. Yeah. And initially the gains you could get, you know, could pay off a mining rig in a couple of months. You know, 3-4 months, your mining rig was paid off. That turned out to be a gross overestimation, because what new miners at the time did not take into account was that everybody else was thinking the same thing. And so the mining difficulty on the Ethereum network rose dramatically, and making the amount of money that you were making from Ethereum mining decreased substantially over time as more and more people got into mining Ethereum. Anyway, the bottom line is that now, 4 years later, we've got a new cryptocurrency hype cycle, and we thought, what can we do with these old rigs? Because we hadn't gotten around to selling all of our old graphics cards yet. And so it turns out that my least powerful rig, which is based on AMD Radeon RX 580 graphics cards, is able to mine a new thing, a new wish, well, not that new, something that people probably haven't heard of called Ravencoin. And because Ravencoin's price saw a massive jump, like a six-fold jump in the past few months. And so suddenly it's become profitable to mine Ravencoin on this old hardware. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm making, if you factor in electricity, so the sort of gross profit that I make on them is 2,100 Rand, roughly. But then you have to take into account the electricity costs of running these graphics cards full tilt all day. And then my profits decrease to about 900 Rand. So the electricity costs alone on mining this Ravencoin is 1,200 Rand. And so I'm paying Eskom more money, or more than half of what I'm making out of this, I'm paying over to Eskom, which is sad to say the least. And then my old NVIDIA-based rig, yes. Which is based on a GTX 1080 graphics card, that can now mine Ethereum. Now, without boring people with the details, but back in 2017, these were not really suitable for mining Ethereum. But in the last, but the year afterwards, like when the Bitcoin price came crashing down, Ethereum's price came crashing down, a whole host of tricks were published on the internet that allowed these cards to suddenly mine Ethereum somewhat efficiently, but it wasn't profitable because Ethereum's price was too low. Now, I'm able to mine Ethereum with these graphics cards. Now, this is where things get interesting. I'm able to generate 4,000, almost 5,000 rands worth of Ethereum off of four graphics cards because I've already sold two. I used to have six, sold two. I've got four left. And I can make 5,000 rands worth of Ethereum a month, with this rig, with only 1,000 rand or so of that going to Eskom in electricity. So, you're looking at a profit. I'm looking at a profit there of 4,000 rand a month. And since the last time we mined, we had effectively paid these rigs off. This is just pure profit for me now. So I'll pay my electricity and then put the coins somewhere in a wallet that I can't get to for the next 4 years, and we'll see what happens then.
We're going to leave it there, Jan. You do know that I understood absolutely none of that. You do know we're going to have a Bitcoin, Ethereum session for dummies one of these days, because this whole story just is completely beyond me. But we leave that for another time.
Sure thing. Yes, I realize I didn't even explain what mining was. No, sorry, folks, time. But we'll do it another time.
Cheers, Jan. Go enjoy all that money that you made from mining things we don't have a clue about.